Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 83.
Thank you very much for being with me today. We are still going on the subject of fear and how to get rid of that thing. We're not trying to practice and tell you how to get it. We're trying to tell you how to get rid of it. And so right now we're right in the middle of Romans chapter 8. Beginning at verse 31, then 35, 36, 37, and 39. That'll be the last verse that we read of Romans chapter 8. And they are powerful. It says, yes, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. How are you more than a conqueror? It's been explained this way, that if he goes ahead of us, and he is fighting our battles, just like our big brother that he is. He's taking the brunt of it, and we're standing behind him saying, yeah, go. Yeah, that's it. I'm behind you. I'm with you. I'm feeling this thing. Praise God, you did it. I mean, the power of the resurrection, the power of the cross, in Jesus' name, you keep beating that enemy down in the name of Jesus. So your big brother is ahead of you that has already paid the price. And he is winning that victory for you in that mighty name of Jesus. And so we are more than conquerors through the one that loved us and gave himself for us. For I am persuaded. Are you persuaded? Are you persuaded? You know, there are people in the church that are on the fringe. There's a very small nucleus of people in the church called the core. And then you have people that are attendees that, you know, they're there. You know, they're there all the time. But try to, I like to once in a while give the analogy, you know, have a concert. Oh, man, that place is jam-packed full. People are shouting, praising, listening to that great music. And then the next week, so, you know, next Friday we got to have a prayer meeting. It's going to drop off just a little bit. And so we got to find people that are persuaded. Beyond the shadow of any doubt, I know. Beyond the shadow of any doubt, I'm saved. Beyond the shadow of any doubt, I'm healed. Because the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes I am, and will be healed by the mighty power of God. My body, my soul, my spirit, I am healed and whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. That's what you got to believe. That's what you have to say. And so I am persuaded. But it goes on to say this. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things yet to come. I'm going to stop right there. Wow. I am constantly amazed at what gets people to stop coming from church. It interferes with my golf game. Oh, boy. It's my only day off and I have to water the flowers and mow the grass. Really? On the Lord's Day? Yeah, that's family day. I mean, you can't bring the family to church. And so there's all kind of reasons why we can't. Find a reason why you can and must come to the house of God to be refreshed in your spirit. It's not a thing in the flesh. You refresh your spirit. That refreshes your mind that is then refreshing to your body. And so he says, not angels, not death, not principalities, not powers, not things present, nor things even yet to come. We don't know what's going to come, but I know this. I'm in his hands. I'm going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. He said, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Wow. He's kind of taking everything in, didn't he? Nor any other creature that'll be able to separate us, what can pull us apart. Have you ever had a lifelong friend and something goes in, that wedge that goes right between you two? And all of a sudden, friends that have been friends for life for 10 years, 20, 40, or even longer years. And all of a sudden, a word, a deed, a thing comes in and separates that friendship. Never to be friends again. But then you have others that no matter what happens, you will always have that friend because they've been with you so long, they know the ugly. They know all the stuff that you've been through. And they'll be with you when times are bad and times are good. But Jesus is that friend that sticks closer than a brother. He is always with you from the beginning all the way to the very end, all the way to the place called home, which is heaven. Height, depth, creature that can ever be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I hope you're at that level with the Lord. I hope you're there. I pray that you're there. If not, you can be. And I know that sometimes in our own mind, we think, well, you know what? I'm not worthy. God has his special people, and he gives special anointings as this one, and he answered that guy's prayer, and he never pays attention to me. Come on now. That's kind of an excuse, isn't it? We know that God is no respecter of persons. That's what the Bible says. God is no respecter of persons. What he's done with one, he'll do for the other. But the one is willing to pay the price. That's what makes a difference. I'm being diligent in his living, walking, talking, reading, praying. Diligence. I'm just not compromising, not moving, not budging one little inch off of where God wants him to be. And so we see that we are at liberty past, present, and future. What can separate me? The answer is absolutely nothing. Make that determination today. Don't say, I'm working on it. I mean, maybe sometime tomorrow. No, absolutely not. You say, today, I'm making that declaration that nothing can separate me from my Lord, my Savior, and, praise God, my soon coming King. What a day that's going to be. Thanks for being with me.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.